Welcome to the Immigration Update Podcast, the podcast that immigration professionals and foreign nationals turn to for up-to-the-minute information.
Welcome to the Immigration Update Podcast, where we cover the latest developments in U.S. immigration law and policy. Today's topic, alien registration requirements are back and being enforced. Under a 1940 law, every non-citizen who is 14 years or older who will stay in the United States for more than 30 days must register with the U.S. government. Adults who are over 18 years of age must also carry proof of that registration at all times. For decades, this rule was largely ignored. But as of April 11th, the Trump administration brought it back. So what does this mean? If you're a lawful permanent resident, a non-immigrant with an I-94, or someone with a visa, you're most likely already considered registered. But if you entered without inspection, crossed the border without a visa, or are a Canadian who entered without being issued an I-94, you may now be required to register using the new Form G-325R. The registration process means creating a USCIS online account, filling the form out, attending a biometrics appointment, and then receiving proof of registration. Keep in mind, though, registration does not give you legal status. In fact, if you are undocumented, it may expose you to detention or removal from the United States. The penalties for failing to comply are very steep. Not registering can mean fines of up to $5,000 and even 6 months in jail. Failing to carry proof of registration can also mean fines and jail time. And making a false registration is a separate crime that can also make you removable. The takeaway? This is a major change affecting millions of people. If you think you may be required to register, speak with a qualified immigration attorney before you take any steps. That's today's Immigration Update Podcast. For more resources, consult with an immigration attorney to understand how these rules may affect your specific situation.
Thanks for listening to the Immigration Update Podcast with Attorney Lynn Walker. We'll be back next week with more breaking news of interest to the immigration law community. If you like what you hear, please follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really helps us grow. Disclaimer: the information contained herein is intended only for educational or informational purposes and is not a substitute for legal advice. Further, listening to this podcast in no way establishes an attorney-client relationship. Listeners should consult legal counsel for definitive advice regarding the current law and regulations and how those apply to your unique situation within your organization.